Welcome to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast with your host, pharmacist Michael, where you learn everything about happy, healthy living. Now, here's your host, pharmacist Michael.
Hello, everyone. I'm pharmacist Michael. And today we're going to talk to Becky, who has a very compelling story. I think you guys are really going to enjoy this interview. Hello, everyone. This is Pharmacist Michael. And today I have Becky with me, and she's going to talk about some health problems she's had. And we're just going to go from there. Thanks for joining me, Becky.
I had my youngest son in 2007. And as soon as he was born, I was having numbness and tingling in my legs. I went to a spinal specialist and I ended up having a syrinx, which they call syringomyelia. And it was so bad that I had to have a shunt put in my spinal cord. So from there, I was then diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 5 years later. And some doctors say that I was probably misdiagnosed with the syrinx, that it was actually MS. And some say, no, it's on top of that. That was in 2010. And then I'm like, okay, well, I need to do what I need to do in life because obviously this is escalating fast. So I went and I became a facial specialist, hairstylist. And in 2017, I was painting my oldest son's room. I collapsed and I was in a wheelchair bound until December of this past year. Unfortunately, the pain, everything they had given me for MS treatment, nothing worked. So it took me trying to end my life in September for my husband, who is a firefighter, to say, okay, we have to try something else. Something else has to work. So he was listening to the radio, and I don't know if you're spiritual or anything, but he just like, I don't know why I turned it on, but they're talking about ketamine IV therapy. And so I went and talked to this doctor, and this doctor said, you probably have complex regional pain syndrome that was never diagnosed, which is overriding the pain on everything that the MS. So none of the MS drugs are working because the CRPS isn't being taken care of. And the only thing that takes that pain down from CRPS is ketamine IV therapy. So the first couple times they have you do it, it's 2 weeks and it's every other day for 2 weeks and it's short intervals for those times. And then it's every month. And I'm in there about 6 hours from setup to, you know, recovery. But after my second session, I had slept for the first night in 3 years. And by the end of my 2 weeks, I was walking on my walker. Obviously, ketamine IV therapy is not covered by insurance in good old America. So I had started an online business to help my family out. So we just put all of that towards my treatment because at this point, it's worth me being here for my kids. So I have a 22-year-old that is a senior at the University of Florida. I have a 19-year-old that's an assistant manager at a restaurant. And I have a 16-year-old that plays football at our local high school. So I have a lot to live for, a lot to keep going.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a couple things that are probably going to blow your mind. Number one, I'm board certified in psychiatry, and I am a very big proponent of ketamine therapy for depression, which I had problems with when I tried to do it at the hospital I used to work at. But I do know that ketamine is one of those drugs that has a stigma attached to it because people think that only anesthesiologists should use it when it has multiple indications. That's the first thing I want to tell you. The second thing is you said that you're worth being here for your kids. And I'm going to correct you on that. You're worth being here for you.
Thank you.
And if God didn't want you here, you wouldn't be here.
No.
So I don't think it's an accident that your husband found out about this, but you've probably already tried, hopefully, every route with the insurance company.
I have, yes.
But they really should pay for this if it's the only thing that works for you.
Yep. We're now into the third time of super bills, turning super bills in to see if they'll at least cover it that way. But as far as the depression standpoint, I know that I would not have made it through Christmas without ketamine. I wouldn't have. The pain was too much, and then you have the holiday stress, and I just didn't want to be here anymore. So Dr. Reichbach is the doctor that I use for ketamine, and he's amazing. And he's just, whenever I have a CRPS flare up, like something bad happens and it starts to flare, I get the blisters. He's like, come in, we'll get you in today. Let's do it. Like, there's no like having to wait. There's no, you know, and he knows my tolerance. My pain is so bad. So my husband is 6'4", 260 pounds. He's a firefighter. And I get 1,000 milligrams when I was in there on NIV. And he told my husband, he's like, I could give a man your size what I'm giving her, and they would be climbing the walls. To her, she's just even. So it took him saying that for my husband to realize how much pain I was actually in.
And another thing, you're bringing up some awesome points here. Pain patients right now in our country are looked upon differently than I believe anybody should be looked on. I don't believe that there should be any difference between somebody with pain and somebody with heart disease or diabetes or anything else. And the patients that are truly addicted to opiates should also be treated for opiate addiction. But in your case, you found something that works, that allowed you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have any side effects from
None.
It? Did it increase your blood pressure?
None.
No out-of-body experiences?
Nothing. Nothing.
So after your very first treatment, you were able to sleep?
I was able to sleep.
For the first time in
3 years.
3 years?
Yep. And I was, at the time, before I went in, I went off of my pain medications and my anxiety medications cold turkey. And I said, I had told my doctor, I said, I had no withdrawals. And he said, Becky, because they weren't doing anything for you. I was taking Percocet 10, 325s, three times a day, nothing. Xanax, Clonidipine, nothing was helping me at all. And I'm like, I'm tired of feeling like crap. It's not helping me. So why am I taking this? And my husband's like, are you sure you want to go cold turkey? I'm like, I'm done with it. And I did. And he's like, how are you feeling? I'm like, I'm fine. So I asked my doctor, I'm like, why did I have no withdrawals from this? I've been on him for years. And he said, because they were never doing anything for you. Your body is just metabolizing it.
Amazing. So did the ketamine take your depression away too immediately?
It. I am so much happier. My daughter, a week into ketamine, was in the truck with my husband. And she's an adult. She's 19. And she was crying looking out the window. And my husband said, what's wrong? And she goes, nothing. I just feel like I got my mom back. So to me, that was like, it's worth it. It's worth it.
Okay, so explain to me what your life was like before ketamine. Where was the pain? How bad was the pain? What you could and couldn't do compared to what your life is like now with the ketamine.
Okay, so I was wheelchair bound, wheelchair everywhere, incontinent. I also have PTSD, complex PTSD, and being in the wheelchair and being vulnerable, which I have a service dog, prevented me from going to a lot of things that my kids did, because I'm always have that some what's going on looking over my shoulder. So I'm vulnerable. I'm in a chair, even though I have a German Shepherd service dog. That still doesn't settle that part of your mind when you have PTSD. So I was in bed a lot because the pain from my T7, like my bra strap down, is where I had my shunt put in my spinal cord, but that's also where most of the pain and the numbness and tingling. I was always on fire, always. Water hurt. I couldn't go into the water. The heat would just send me over the edge. I would watch things from my husband would FaceTime me for my kids' events. Since ketamine, I go to all those events. I am now seeing my friends again. I get out of bed every day and I have my coffee. We have cattle. I spend time with my cattle again. I'm able to do events again for my business because I only do pop-up events because we don't have a brick and mortar. So we do like rodeos, county fairs, stuff like that. I'm able to actually do them now instead of having my daughter and my son run them for me because it's just, I couldn't physically do it. Back to helping the football boosters with my youngest son. So I started it with my oldest son and now I feel like I'm ending it. And my goal was when I collapsed, as I said, I want to dance with my boys at their wedding. I don't want to be in this wheelchair. And then I said, and I want to walk CR, which is my youngest cutter. I want to walk him across that 50-yard line for his senior night. And now I'm on a walker. I use an up walker. And I truly believe with the ketamine, I'm going to do those things. Because every treatment, it seems to just be getting better. Nothing is recessing. So just my opinion about ketamine.
It's giving you hope.
It's giving me my life back. Yeah.
It's giving you your life back. And you said your husband learned about this on the radio.
Yes.
No other doctor that you ever saw even had any idea that this would help you.
No. It's a nationally syndicated show, JP and something. I can't remember, but it's a talk radio show. And I've actually reached out to JP because he was the one that was talking about his own personal use of it and why he needed it. And we've actually kept in touch through Instagram about it.
Good.
Because if it wasn't for him talking about it, I probably wouldn't be here. So.
Is this doctor local to you?
He
is. Or do you have to drive a long ways to get to him?
No, I live in Myakka City, which is a very rural area of Manatee County. But this doctor is in Sarasota. So it's about an hour from us, but very doable. My son goes to school in Sarasota anyways. It just happened to be.
So did he know that this was going to work for you right away? I mean,
absolutely.
Was it just?
I came in for my consultation and he knew immediately. He's like, I believe you have CRPS. I believe if we can get your pain under control from the CRPS, neurologists could probably put you back down on a lower medication for your MS, which has happened. So without the ketamine, I was just poisoning myself with all these drugs that I didn't need.
Yep.
I didn't need them. So.
Wow. So your story is amazing. So basically, your husband listens to a radio show. How did you find the doctor to do this? Did they tell you who he was?
No, but I looked it up and there's a doctor in Miami. There's a doctor in two doctors in Sarasota. And I just read the reviews about them. And there was one doctor that didn't have great reviews, kind of like they just run in cattle in and out. The other doctor had great reviews. And he also set me up, because I see a psychiatrist, but he also set me up with a psychologist that deals with ketamine patients. Because you know that ketamine jars up a lot of old trauma and a lot of things that you've just digested for all those years. And he just has a good regimen. And as soon as I met with him, I'm like, this is the one. Cause he's like, I want you to go meet with this lady. It's not contingent upon you getting services from me, but I believe people in your situation and as much ketamine as you're going to need, you're going to need a therapist that deals with ketamine patients. And she's amazing. There is stuff that those first 2 weeks when you're kind of in that kind of twilight where you bring stuff up. So my husband was writing stuff down, like stuff that happened to me when I was 7 and 8 years old that I just completely put in the back of my mind that no kid should ever have had to deal with. And now as 41-year-old, I'm having to deal with it and work those things out and break that generational cycle for my kid's sake. So I just owe him my life. Like, I adore the man. Like, I adore him.
So not only has he helped you with the drug, but he's also got you psychotherapy for things that you probably didn't even know that you needed treatment for.
Exactly.
Right? One of your coping mechanisms was blocking it completely out of your mind.
Yep,
which doesn't make it go away.
Nope. I just swallow it.
Does your husband go to therapy with you?
No, not yet. I still have a couple months of going alone to deal with some things that I want to deal with before I bring him into it. That's my choice. There's just some things I don't think he's ready to hear that has happened to me in my childhood. I don't think he's ready to hear that yet. So I need to deal with it myself and then talk with my therapist about how we're going to let him in on why some of the things I do, why I do them that way. So,
okay, this is the most important question that I'm going to ask you. What can you tell somebody that's listening to this? What can you tell them that they should be looking for before they would call and ask for ketamine? Is it just that no matter what pain meds you take, they just don't work? Or is there more to it than that?
I think it's a combination. Definitely, if you're not getting relief from pain meds and it's getting to a point where they're giving you so many pain meds, you're just feeling like crap all the time. And it's literally poisoning you because it's not helping you in any way. Get a consult. My depression and anxiety, if I'd have known for depression that ketamine was an option, I would have gone for ketamine therapy before my first attempt. September was my third attempt. So to know that it's available and to know that it works better than popping those pills every day that they gave me, that didn't work. I'm lucky I made it through my third attempt. And I know that with ketamine, that's never going to happen again. I don't have to worry about that happening again. I'm a happier person. I am like my dad. He's like, you have your smile back. The glow is back in your eyes. I'm back to the old Becky before the depression, before the, you know, anxiety, before the pain. And all three of those things kind of go together. When you're in a lot of pain, you are depressed and then you're anxious about right. things. So, and I'm not like, oh my gosh, I'm almost out of my Percocet. What do I need them for? Because they're not working. You know what I mean? So you have that mindset. You need them, but you don't because they're not working. So that's why ketamine is such a better option for me. Anyway, I know everybody's different. I'm not a doctor, but ketamine is a lifesaver. If you ask me, everybody who says you look so much better, what are you doing? Ketamine. It has saved my life.
It sounds like it has.
It has absolutely saved my life.
Certainly has. And I will agree with you. And I think that I remember back in the old days before marijuana was legal and, you know, parents were giving CBD oil to their kids who had seizures and everybody was saying how horrible that was. But it's a lot easier to say that when it's not your kid having the seizure.
Exactly.
And then you give them the CBD oil and they don't have the seizures anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's the same thing.
Yep.
It's like, and ketamine's legal, so it's not. And even if it wasn't legal, if it keeps you alive, it's worth
exactly.
it, right?
Exactly. I'm in Florida. So I do have my medical marijuana card, and it was never working with any of the other medicines that I was on. Now with the ketamine, I do have ketamine lozenges as well, but it keeps that anxiety at bay. It keeps me just moving at that good pace that I'm on. Where before, even though it was indica, it would give me a lot of anxiety because of the other medications I was on.
Right.
Now it works.
Yep.
It works. So, I mean, I believe
in your story is amazing. It's amazing.
Thank you.
For so many reasons. So what advice would you give somebody out there that's in pain? What would you tell them to do?
Don't just let them run you through the mill of prescription drugs. Don't just let them run you through the mill of this pain doctor, that pain doctor. Look at your options. And to me, my first option would be go consult with a ketamine specialist. It's not as scary as what people say. It's not what people were taking on the street 20 years ago. It's not like that at all. It's completely safe. You're monitored the entire time and it will save your life. It will change everything. Your pain will be gone. It will be gone. I just sent a friend of mine who has chronic pain to the same doctor and she starts next week. She's like, what happened? Like, what are you taking? And I've told her, I'm like, I wouldn't be here without Dr. Reichbach. I would not be here without him. So if I had not found him, like I said, I wouldn't have made it through Christmas.
And how long have you been doing this? When did you start again?
I started December 4th. That was a Monday, December 4th or 5th. So I've only been doing it since the very beginning of December. That was my first 2 weeks. And then now I do it every month. And I'm up to 1,000 milligrams on the IV. And then I take 200 milligrams a day. with lozenges.
And if you're in pain right now, you have a very good way of hiding it because you look.
I do. My husband calls it my cheerleader smile. You can see my pillow. I usually take my ketamine around 7 o'clock. So I held off because, you know, it kind of makes you, but it kind of just makes you real relaxed. And he calls it my cheerleader smile. And sometimes he gets really pissed and he's like, knock off the cheerleader smile. How are you feeling? So he's,
right.
You know, he's got to kind of bring me back down to, you know, you don't always have to be happy. You can tell us when you're in pain because we need to adjust things accordingly because of that.
Okay. My last question is, might be a little hard for you.
Okay.
And you don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but I always ask it.
Okay.
So all of these things that you've went through, is there any silver lining to this whole thing?
I think the silver lining is that I value life so much more now than I did before I collapsed and before I was in a wheelchair. I value life so much more. I value my kids so much more. I value the little moments of them because they're not babies anymore. And I just value every single second I get with them. I now look, even though I tell my husband, I'm like, what are we going to do when our youngest graduates, sit here and look at each other? But in reality, I'm actually excited for the future for once. Like, we got married very young and we got married right out of high school, had our son, and we're like, we've never been adults with no kids. So I'm not taking anything for granted. So I guess my silver lining would say, I took things for granted back then. And now I don't. I'm living every moment the best I can.
And I bet your husband would say, I'm just thankful I'm going to have a wife.
He does. He says that all the time. Mm-hmm. He is a good man. Like,
because
he
almost lost you three times.
Three times. Yep. This man's literally picked me up off the floor. All three of my kids have literally picked me up off the floor, out of the shower crying. I mean, we call ourselves the J5 because it's the five of us and we're together. Like, we stick together like no other. So he's an amazing man. He is a firefighter. So that just goes to show you like the empathy he has for other people, especially when he's on medical calls and they're in pain. He's like, look, pain is legit. Like, you cannot just write them off because yes, they've called five times. They could truly be in pain, you know? So he's like, we are going to treat them. And I do know that there was a man that they had run on a lot of times, and he just told him, he's like, just promise me, just give it one more chance. We're going to take you to a different hospital. Give it another chance. Let them try to treat you there. So obviously he doesn't get to follow through with those patients, but he had been called on him several times. And he's like, I'm going to make sure that you get the help that you need. He's just a good man. It just goes to show you the kind of heart he has for everybody. And then for him to like turn around and I'm his main priority was huge. Like, it totally opened my eyes how much I actually meant to him. So, I mean, even though it's my husband, we've been married for almost 21 years, but still.
You mean a lot to your kids too, I could promise you.
Thank you. I hope so.
And probably your parents and your friends.
But my dad calls me his oldest son because I'm tough like the boys are. So.
Yep. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
So advocate for yourself. If you have medical issues and you don't just believe the first doctor, you're a perfect example of why if something doesn't work, you get a second opinion and a third opinion and a fourth opinion and you don't give up.
Right.
Absolutely. Your research. Be willing to try therapies that might be a little bit scary to you because the Special K thing, ketamine is not a bad drug.
Not at all.
It's not. In fact, I would argue that the opiates are much more dangerous because they can make you stop breathing.
Absolutely. There was one time I was in so much pain that I took extra pain medication. I had that breathing, like my husband said, it's the breathing that people have when they're overdosing. And so he was like,
yep,
keeping me awake because he said I had that like gasping, but I was in so much pain, I didn't know what to do. And even that didn't take away the pain. Now I'm on ketamine. It's monitored. It's not scary. Of course, they're going to give you the possible side effects. But for me, there was nothing. I mean, if you're truly in pain, doctor's not going to say, okay, here, your first time, we're going to give you 1,000 milligrams. I worked up to that. A good doctor will monitor you, take into consideration where you are each time they increase you, or do you stay the same? I think that the stigma of ketamine, I hope that I can do my part in getting rid of that, because I think it could save a lot of lives.
It can, and here's the other thing. The side effects of ketamine, the big ones, are increased blood pressure, out-of-body experiences, maybe some crazy dreams. But I would promise you, being through what you've been through, to get rid of the pain, you'd go through all of those every time you got the ketamine, and you would still go back for more, because it's the only thing that's working for you.
The only thing.
So even if you did experience the side effects, it wouldn't matter.
Right.
It's the only thing that's treating what you need treated.
Yeah. And the people I've talked to, it's just minor. It's nothing that would scare them from not doing it again. Some people even like the kind of trippy feeling.
Right.
You know, just kind of gives them like a little relaxation. But I've never felt that. I think because I just never have had enough where my body was like, okay, let's take her to this, you know, place. Or I'm literally still just bottoming out the pain, you know, just getting the pain under control. So like he always says, was it trippy? Did you feel anything weird? Nope. He's like, okay, we'll go up. You know, he's like, until you start feeling uncomfortable, then we know what dose you need to stay at.
And you do this monthly?
I do it monthly.
Is that right?
I go in on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, for my next one.
So does the pain start getting worse closer to your...
Yes, and emotional. Okay. I tend to really need my therapist the week before ketamine. But he says it won't always be that way. Once my body starts adjusting to the ketamine and I'm starting to get enough ketamine, I can go longer between sessions and it will start evening itself out. I mean, I was 6 years in a wheelchair and I've been diagnosed with MS since 2010. I mean, that's 13 years of uncontrollable pain that we're trying to deal with. And what is it now? April, May? So 5 months.
Does he think you even have MS?
He's not sure. He thinks it's complex regional pain syndrome is what he thinks it is. My husband also thinks it's that. He thinks that I do have syringomyelia because I do have the syrinx in my spinal cord, which I have a shunt in for. But that trauma from the syrinx, from the neurological trauma of it going into my spinal cord, could have set off the CRPS is what he said.
You may not even have MS.
I may not even have MS. I may just have complex regional pain syndrome, which is no better. It's extremely painful.
Right. Except for you have a treatment for it.
Except for we have a treatment for it. So, but I was doing everything from pills, injections, infusions, immunosuppressants for MS, and nothing helped. Nothing. Went on ketamine, slept the first night. I mean, there's got
to
be a reason behind it. Yeah. So
you want to do a shout out for your business?
Sure. Like I said, we raise cattle. So we do lots of country things, purses, clothing, you name it, accessories. And it's rockyourrootsboutique.com.
So people can
and
order
it's just
stuff
run by
you.
Me and my, yep, just run by me and my husband and my 3 kids. So.
And I've seen your TikTok videos and
thank you.
I have to say that you're the only one that had somebody say, you've got to do this interview to tell your story. And I'm glad they did that because I think this is very informative to a lot of people out there. And I hope it's worth it if only one person that needs it sees it.
Yeah, it's the hurt.
It
that was Kimber. That's my
spiral.
Absolutely. That's actually my son's girlfriend of 7 years. That's her stepmom. Kimber, that's like, Becky, you've got to look at this guy. And then she commented on it and she's like, you got to check him out. And so it definitely, like she always is telling me like, you're a testimony to this treatment. You've got to tell more people about it. So
and
I am.
If your friend's willing to come on after she does this, I would love to talk to her too, because I have been an advocate for ketamine for years. and fighting the stigma. It was mostly in my case because of depression, but I've seen patients that were depressed where we've tried every single antidepressant, electroconvulsive therapy, everything, and the only thing that worked for them was IV ketamine. Mm-hmm. I've seen it myself. So, and then, you know, after we did it, they're like, why'd you do that? Well, we did it because we didn't
because
have any
it helps.
Other options, and the patients are suicidal.
Exactly. Exactly. If my doctor would have said, you know, this is an option before attempt 1, 2, or 3, I would have done it just to try it. Anything.
Absolutely.
I was desperate for help.
Anybody would.
I was
anybody
desperate
in that
for help.
Much pain would try anything, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, I told my family before I did it, I said, I don't not love you guys, and I don't not want to be here for you guys, but I can't live with this pain. I can't live like this every day.
Yep.
I know I was being selfish, but you have to understand, when you wake up in pain and it gets intensifies throughout the day, never goes away, you can't live like that day after day after day. Something's got to give. So thankfully, Dr. Reichbach, he got me on the right treatments, and I'm still walking on my upwalker, but I'm living my best life. So, you know, not taking a second for granted.
Did you, after that first ketamine dose, when it made the pain go away, did you feel upset with all the other doctors that never mentioned this as an option? Were you angry?
I was pissed.
Because you lived so long with this pain that you didn't need to live with?
I was pissed. Angry was not even a word for it. I cried. I was mad. I was angry. And I had to go through that with my therapist, because I'm like, this has been a treatment for all these years, and I've been hurting for all these years, and nobody has ever even mentioned it. My husband had to hear it off the radio. JP and Roger's show. That's the show he heard it on. But I'm like, I told her, I said, I don't get it. I don't get it. They see how much pain I'm in, and then here's an option that they didn't even mention or say, hey, you might want to check this out. After I called my psychiatrist about it, and he said, it is very expensive. He said, but I think that you would benefit from it so much. After that, I made the call. I got in there, talked to him. He's like, I would put anything on it that you have CRPS. And he's like, we'll treat you. In 2 weeks, I had my appointment set up, and then we were on our way.
Do you think that all the other doctors just thought you were a drug seeker? You just wanted the narcotics?
I had a great neurologist. He actually just retired. And my CPTSD has me dragging my feet getting a new neurologist, because we don't have the best ones here with great bedside manner, I would say. They're the ones that think you always want to drug seek. But he knew how I felt. I want the least amount of medication as possible, because I didn't want to feel like crap all the time. I'm already hurting. I already feel like crap. Why am I going to be a zombie all day? So, So I fell on Saturday, and I went to our local ER. And, you know, I told them that I take ketamine. I already took my ketamine. I took to try and break through the pain from falling, and it didn't help. She looks at me. She's like, so what do you want me to give you? I'm not the doctor. She didn't even look at my back, and it's swollen. I have an MRI tomorrow. It's swollen, and the muscles are spasming around it from where I fell. I had to make her look at my back. And she's like, well, what do you want? I said, I don't want anything. I have ketamine at home. I came here because the pain is so bad that the ketamine is not helping. So obviously something is wrong. She's like, well, our MRI machine's not working, so I'm just going to have to send you home. Okay, thanks.
Back before the ketamine, did you have any problems in the pharmacy when you went to pick up your prescriptions? Did they treat you differently?
Yes, at all of the big name ones, I should say. But I found a local pharmacy. It's called Sun Pharmacy, and his name's Bob, like a local pharmacy. He has always gone above and beyond for me. Like, we get hurricanes here, so he would call and say, hey, I'm going to fill your prescription early. You know, there's a hurricane coming, or, you know, this is due. Are you ready for it now? Do you want to come pick it up now? He's been amazing. But I had to switch out of the Walgreens, CVS's, all of them, because they were like, well, you're taking this and you're taking that and you're taking this. I'm like, I'm not the one prescribing it. The doctors are. What do you want me to do? And it's not like they were all from the same doctor. I wanted it to be that way. I wanted only my neurologist prescribing me my medications because I had heard that there was so much of that going on at the pharmacy. Like, oh, well, they're just drug seekers. I'm like, they're all from the same doctor. So what do you want from me?
If they have a problem with what you're taking, they need to call the doctor. And the discrimination against pain patients needs to stop now.
It's terrible.
And I have, in my TikTok lives, I have got a lot of people in pain in there that come see me every day. And I hear all kinds of crazy stories about how the pharmacist tells them, you don't need this much. I'm going to save it for the other patients who really need it. It's not our job as pharmacists to determine who gets the pain med.
Absolutely.
It's the doctor's job.
Absolutely.
They didn't even work for you.
It's their license that's online, not yours. So, I mean, like, they're the ones prescribing it. So, fill it. You know, that's the way I feel anyways.
I agree with you. Well, you know what, Becky? I think you're amazing.
Thank you.
And I want you to tell your husband that I think he is freaking amazing.
He is.
your story is, I just got to figure out how I can title it to where as many people see it as possible, because this needs to be broadcast out, because I bet you there's thousands and thousands of people out there that feel just like you did, maybe not quite as bad, maybe a little worse, that have no idea that ketamine can help.
Right. I talked to Dr. Reichbach earlier this week that I was doing this, and he was really excited. So I know he'll help push it out as well, because he's like, we got to get the word out of there. There's other means of pain control than just narcotics. So
do you think he would come on here and let me interview him?
I could ask him if I see him on Tuesday. He's an amazing man.
I would love to get him on here to talk about this.
Yeah, I mean, I'll certainly ask
him. I mean, you are exactly the type of person I want on here, because you have a compelling story. You were able to advocate for yourself. Most likely saved your life.
Oh, it definitely did.
Because of a radio show, and your husband just happened to be listening to it. I think that's God, but happened that way.
Yep.
And now you're here. You look great.
Thank you.
I'm sure you feel great.
I feel amazing. I've lost 100 pounds just from not being in bed all the time.
And you went through years of hell.
Years of hell.
You lost 100 pounds. We didn't even get to that part.
Yep. So, I mean, it's a lot of weight really fast, but, I'm mobile, you know, I'm not laying in bed and I'm not taking all these drugs all the time. So
you got your life back.
I do.
Becky.
I do.
You have a lot to look forward to.
Yeah. I'm sure if you go back on my TikTok, you can see where I was when I was getting my infusions, I was very bloated, like very puffy. So my hair was dark. Like, it doesn't even look like, I don't even look like the same person.
Is there anything else you want to tell these beautiful people out here that are watching you? Some of them are probably crying by now, but
just don't let the stigma, or people that may be older than you that think it's still a street drug, Special K, you know, you're going to go into the K hole. That's not what it is. I wouldn't change it for anything. My husband said he would get 3 jobs if he needed to pay for it. It's worth every penny. The price tag is a little shocking, but it's worth it. I mean, it's your life. Take a chance on yourself.
No, you can't put a price on your life.
No, take a chance on yourself. Take a chance on yourself.
Advocate for yourself. Mm-hmm. Try new treatments. Don't ever give up.
Don't settle for, well, you're just going to be on Percocets for the rest of your life. No, they're not working. So why am I just, you know, liver, kidney, everything is just getting filled with toxins that aren't doing anything. If it was helping, it would be one thing, but it's not.
And I'm going to add one more thing before we end this. If your doctor says you can't have ketamine, find one that will give it to you.
Absolutely.
Because it just might work. In fact, it probably will work.
It probably will work. It probably will work. Depression, I can tell you, my depression and my pain are 100% better. My life is completely different. So,
Wow. Thanks for coming on, Becky.
Thanks for having me. I feel like I have a mission to spread awareness that ketamine, there's options out there, and ketamine can be one of them. And it's not a bad drug. It's a great drug. So
there's a reason they use it every day for surgical patients, right?
Absolutely. Yep. So, and like with my husband, they use it on trauma calls, you know, so in the ambulance. So, I mean, it works. It works.
We use it for kids in pain all the time. Mm-hmm. Emergency rooms use it a lot too.
Yep. A lot more are starting to use it. So I went to a little emergency room, and then I found out that my doctor prefers me to go now, if I ever were to something happen, to go to the bigger hospital that's in Sarasota, because they use ketamine and they're familiar with ketamine therapy. Where this one was just like, well, I'm not touching you because you're on ketamine. So,
yeah.
But awesome. I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate getting the word out there about ketamine, because if it can save just one person's life, because I know it saved mine, just one person.
I agree with you. Yep.
So.
And it'll probably save more than one.
Yeah. I hope so.
Me too. Thank you, Becky.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you and talk to you. And
yeah, have a great
night. I'll keep in touch with you. Absolutely.
Yes,
you too.
Please do. Please do.
I will.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
So I hope you guys all enjoyed that interview. I have to say that's one of my favorites so far. Ketamine is an amazing drug. It can be used for pain. It can be used for depression. It is something that I believe should be tried when other therapies fail. Be sure to advocate for yourself. If you have any questions for me, or Becky for that matter, please leave me a comment, or you can email me at michael.brown@sunshinentc.com. I will forward any messages to Becky. I want to thank you so much for watching this interview. My name is Pharmacist Michael. Be happy and be healthy.
Thank you for listening to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast. Visit us today at www.sunshinentc.com. Have a happy, healthy life.